William Collins presents The Ladder, Life Lessons from Women Who Scaled the Heights and Dodged the Snakes, by Kathy Newman, read by Harriet Dunlop. Introduction. It's lucky I like to chat, otherwise I don't know how I'd get through 3 hours of live radio. Any other day of the week, I'm likely to be found anchoring Channel 4 News. But on Friday afternoons, I present the Drive Time show on Times Radio, serving up a smorgasbord of stories, voices and viewpoints, from whale noises and interviews with supermodels to serious political news. One of my favourite segments, intended to conclude the show on a thoughtful, upbeat note, is called The Ladder. It lasts half an hour and sees me interviewing a trailblazing woman who has achieved something extraordinary in her field. Usually that field is professional, but talk often turns to the personal, to the interplay between those two spheres and the effort it takes, as a woman, to make them function in tandem. On many occasions I've thought, these stories are so inspiring, they'd make a great book. And lo, it came to pass. The core of this book version of The Ladder is the same as it is on the radio. Wise advice from one woman to another. It draws on and is inspired by interviews conducted by me for the show and augmented by other resources where appropriate to take readers on a journey through some of the most urgent issues facing women today. The challenges of growing, working, loving and ageing. My producers and I called the slot The Ladder because we anticipated it being about progress and ascent, and so it has been. But the interviews have been so wide-ranging, not to say different in tone, that I've realised the title doesn't always do them justice. Well, it does, but only if you accept that a ladder doesn't have to go straight up, that it can be at a slant or zigzag, like an Esher staircase, where it isn't easy to tell what is up and what is down, or where the steps are leading. For what becomes clear after listening to the interviews is that women's progress never follows a simple, linear trajectory, but has always been marked by periods of advancement, setback, and struggle. Progress in one area does not translate into progress in other spheres. While there have been significant advancements, gender inequality remains rife across the world. We in the West dwell, justifiably, on issues like the gender pay gap. In Africa, the biggest problem is gender-based violence, described by the United Nations as the most widespread but least visible human rights violation in the world. In 2021, UN Women Executive Director Humzili Malambo-Nuka talked of how the multiple impacts of COVID-19 had triggered a shadow pandemic of increased reported violence of all kinds against women and girls. Women's progress is a complex, evolving journey, then, one marked by collective effort, policy change and broad social movements, as well as individual achievements. I still like the idea of a wonky, makeshift ladder, though. So, what might be at the top of it? I'd say fulfilment in the broadest sense. That encompasses happiness, personal safety, balance, positive relationships, good health, self-knowledge, a sense of purpose, and last but not least, professional success, which is often a more complex, double-edged proposition for women than it is for men, who don't have to worry about glass ceilings and pay gaps. It can pull those other elements together or throw them out of balance, and some of the most interesting tales address this tension directly. Way back in 1994, shortly after I left university, the late Kate Feigs wrote about the way we, i.e. women, look to the few women who do hold positions of influence as guiding lights. We expect them to change the culture they find themselves in, to kick down centuries of discriminatory practice, and to feel automatic empathy for other women's secondary status simply because of their gender. This remains the case, notwithstanding...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?